Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well. Great to be with you, all of you. Mike Horn, great to be with you and everyone out there. Has somebody been rummaging over here on my desk?
No. Nobody goes anywhere near your desk.
Has anybody been trying to write letters for me?
I think possibly Robert Davi. Who has joined the CRN staff. I think he's, ever since that episode of Hunter, Robert Davi has apparently been interested in writing letters and taking over your persona.
Well,
that's what I've heard.
If he hangs around just about a little longer, he can have it.
That's good.
By the way, I've got some great...
Are you leaving the show, or are you making a...
We will discuss this.
People are going to get very upset.
I've got cards here, a lot of cards and letters.
Yes.
From people wishing me birthday. And these are birthday wishes. So somewhere here in the show, I want to read the names of the people who sent me cards.
Oh, yeah, because then we've got more greetings coming your way, too. You've created a big deal, though. If you're saying you're leaving the show, people are going to start going nuts here and start talking about what the heck is going on.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm not leaving the show in that regard.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. We like to have you here. We got lots to talk about. Your team, the Rams. You and I are going to training camp, aren't we?
Yeah, you've got it written down, don't
August,
you?
I think it's Wednesday. Are we August 3rd, something like that, I think, whatever. I forget exactly when it is, but I think, are you okay over there?
Jesus Louise, what the hell is going on?
I don't know. There's a lot of wires and stuff here.
God.
Those of you.
Damn, what's this?
We broadcast live on Facebook Live for you on YouTube. You can check it out on Twitter, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com. And, of course, you hear us on the Sports Byline, the radio network, CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, Sirius XM, Sirius Channel 217 XM, Channel 203, and online with Sirius XM at 967. But you can actually see and look in the studio if you want to when we do the show. All right, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we got to talk about the Rams. We got to talk about baseball. We got to talk about the Olympics. Got basketball is finally tightened up here for the year.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a lot of things to talk about here on the show. Talk about what you think about the Olympics as well, too.
Not much.
Today, Fred's tip of the day is what to do with your swimming pool during summertime. And we've got a great, great tip for you. So stay with us in the Sports Lounge. We'll be back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. Did you know withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. So please listen up. Are you aware that banks are now required to spy on us for the government and then report any behavior they think is suspicious? It's true. I was shocked as I read Swiss America's blockbuster report, The Secret War on Cash. This new war against cash is really a war against all freedom-loving Americans. Listen to me. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Now get your free copy by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. Or visit SwissAmerica.com. This war on cash is growing daily and also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get ahead, read The Secret War on Cash free to every Robert Dobby fan today by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. And then you'll thank me later.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the icon, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be with you. Thank you for the approbation.
Welcome on this. Larry Elder is back on the California ballot day today.
Good man.
It's a good man.
Good man. You want to explain that to the people?
Yeah, well, Larry Elder, there's a recall election in California. Governor Gavin Newsom has been recalled, so the voters have to decide whether to take Gavin Newsom out of office by voting yes, remove him from office. And then there's a list of like 43 candidates, one of which is going to be Larry Elder, here from our CRN staff that we hope any of you in California will support. You go to electelder.com and check it all out. And he is was taken off the ballot because the Secretary of State said he didn't file the proper tax forms. And the judge said, this is a recall election. You don't even need to worry about tax forms. There's not 90 days before the election. So I say Larry Elder's on the ballot. And so Larry's on the ballot.
So Larry's on the ballot. Yeah. And hopefully that'll get the attention of some people here who live here in California.
Yeah.
That will have the guts to get in their car. And if they have to go out of their way, which is what you have to do in life to get good things done, go out of your way and vote for a good man in Larry Elder.
Yeah, it's good. There's a lot of people on that list, I'm telling you. Anyway, by the way, this week, lots of things to talk about here. Now, about a few weeks ago, the Los Angeles Dodgers went to the White House, and they were honored by President Biden and the White House crew as the world champions, and they all showed up, and it was a wonderful time there at the White House. This week, the Tampa Bay Bucks were there. They went to the White House, and it was quite interesting. Tom Brady, who I believe leans conservative or whatever, he was a big enough guy, said, I'm going to go to the White House. He went there, and he was joking around with the President of the United States, talking about the fact that, well, let me play it for you. Tom Brady at the White House talking to the media and to specifically the President of the United States, Joe Biden.
Not a lot of people think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing. And they started calling me Sleepy Tom. Why would they do that to me?
So Tom Brady throwing out the one-liner. saying that 40% of the people didn't think Tampa Bay could win. He says, you understand that, Mr. President? Mr. President goes, yeah, I can understand that. So a little bit of fun at the White House.
That's pushing it a little bit there.
A little bit, it was.
Yeah,
I wonder
what the snickering in the background was really, what the subtext of that response was by most of the screaming liberals that were standing back there.
Well, a lot of them were there. Tom Brady is 43. He's older there. The coach of Tampa Bay Arians, Bruce Arians, is 68, the oldest quarterback and coach to win a Super Bowl when they did so this last February. And so President Biden said, you won't hear any jokes about that from me as far as I'm concerned. He said, there's nothing wrong with being the oldest guy to make it to the mountaintop. So... So there you have it. And he also was talked about Chris Godwin, whom the president, President Biden, said he called before the Super Bowl, was born in Pennsylvania and raised in Biden's home state of Delaware. And he says, most importantly, you've got a star receiver from Delaware, and I'm mildly prejudiced about that. So that was a fun time at the White House.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been to the White House.
You have?
I have.
Tell us about it.
I've been there. And, well, I was at the White House. Everybody knows what the White House is.
Well, I know, but for what occasion?
Well, NBC had a get-together. They had, they had representatives from their lineup.
Wow, okay.
Remember Joe Isuzu for Toyota?
Yeah, Joe Isuzu was the guy advertised.
He was on a television show, a sitcom.
Right.
And they had various people that they selected to go to the National Archives, Television Archives.
Wow.
And so we went, and we had a good time, and we got to go walk up and down the halls and go...
Took a tour and everything?
Yeah, we did. We took a tour, and it was fantastic. And, I never realized that the Oval Office was... it was oval, but it was small. You know, smaller
not
than you think.
Yeah.
And I made the comment, which got some laughs.
Was the president there at that time?
He wasn't in his office,
okay.
No.
But you were in the Oval Office.
But this was the Reagan White House. This was in the 80s.
Well,
yeah,
there's Fred.
Well, Fred, you've been sitting in my seat again.
Did you try to do that? Because you did that at the Babe seat at the, Babe Ruth, where he used to sit there and have his yoo-hoo.
Well, that
you
was
told
different.
That story. That was different. But did you try to sit in the president's chair?
No.
You had more respect, right?
Of course. You don't want to be... grabbed by the nape of your neck and thrown out on the lawn.
And then put in jail for 8 months because it was an insurrection.
Clubbed first,
then an insurrection.
And then insurrect second.
Back when you could visit. So it was fun. How did you get to go to the Lincoln bedroom and all those?
We went everywhere. You know, the group, it was on a limited time frame. So we got in there, saw what we saw, got out. And I kept thinking that it was such a great part of history. And a great part of being an American, and that I don't know how many people in any other country get to see their respective capitals that
right.
way. You know,
yeah.
And
what an honor!
And it was an honor. And I've from that moment on, I've always thought that regardless of who you voted for, that was a great place to hold your head up and to respect.
I agree with you.
And I think that's it's great that athletes can go, and it's great that Biden and his group can receive all of the great athletes and all the people and take a joke for what it is, a joke, and have a good time.
Yeah, it makes you feel better about the country that someone can appreciate that. And unlike really the BS when, I'm not going to go to the White House because Trump's president. It's like, get over it, people. You get to go to the White House no matter who's the president. You go there. It's an honor. You're at the top house of the land. It's like, pay your respects and get some, get a little decorum about yourself. But
that wasn't the case. What's really stupid about that sentiment people have, athletes have, or actors or people who are in the public eye who have been honored to be invited to the White House to meet the president and the first lady and to be there and take a great photograph and have it forever. It's for someone to say, I'm not going there because I don't like him. He's a Republican or he's a Democrat. I've always I've always thought that that required extra stupidity.
Yeah, well, I agree with you on that. Anyway, the Rams players, they're upset here since we're talking football. Cam Akers is came into his own last year at the end of the season, emerging as the team's top running back down the stretch, and he was supposed to be the Rams' starter and workhorse this year, but the plan apparently has gone awry because Cam Akers has unfortunately suffered a torn Achilles while at training camp. This is before you have even gone to training camp. Already he's got a torn Achilles, and they say he's going to be sidelined for the entire season.
Yeah, that's right.
What is that all about?
That's what happens when you get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and those injuries, you know, those leg injuries, it's nobody in my lifetime or in the scope of my experiences has been able to go back and pinpoint an injury like that. So, oh, this is where I hurt it, and you know, and once you get that type of a pull or a precursor to the tear, there's just no way that you can predict what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gotten my legs hurt before where I felt I tore a calf muscle in Buffalo in the cold, and I thought I had torn my Achilles tendon, but It was just my calf, and that was tough enough. And it is what it is. And that's why I think taking time off, icing your legs down, and not overindulging yourself. You don't need to work out sometimes as hard as these guys think they need to work out. Gotta rest. Gotta rest your legs.
Get prepped. Be ready to go. And we'll talk about a torn calf. There's someone we'll talk about in our baseball segment coming up. So stay with us here. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the guy we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game, in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome.
I'm just thinking about my safeties the other day.
Yeah.
And we're coming up on another football season. And I must tell you, I don't expect my record to be broken.
I don't either. I'm telling you.
I just don't expect it.
Got some wishes for you here on our Facebook Live chat room. James is saying, good afternoon, Fred and Mike from Phoenix.
Ah, yes.
Phoenix.
It's
they got
138 in Phoenix.
Yeah, but they got to be disappointed, I think, in Phoenix right now because you got the Milwaukee Bucks took the championship. Phoenix Suns gave it a run 53 years now. The Phoenix has had a drought. Phoenix has had a drought in winning the championship, the NBA championship. It was 50 years for the Milwaukee Bucks, but they did it Tuesday night. Milwaukee beat Phoenix. That was a good series, 105-98 in six games. Huh?
And Giannis really pulled himself through, and I think he became of age, as they say, as a great player.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was a pretty good stuff. And on the sad note, shots were fired during the Milwaukee Bucks championship celebration. This was early Wednesday. They were celebrating their first NBA championship in 50 years, and people heard multiple gunshots in the intersections of Water and Knapp Street, close to the forum where they play following the victory there by the Bucks. So
they're just letting off steam. They're great fans.
Let me take a temperature over there for a second. I'm telling you, it's
It's the modern day sports fan. You can't get down on them.
Yeah, well, you could be right. Let's go back to the chat room here. Pam says, good evening, Fred and Mike from Georgia. Nikki's got a big smile on her face on the emoji day. She's got her emoji sitting up there.
Uh-huh.
Nikki says, hello. Bernard's saying, hi, Fred and Mike. How do you think the Rams will cope with the loss of Cam Akers? Well, we brought that up. Do you think they have to go out and find somebody else? Do you think they have enough backup? What's your thoughts on this, Fred?
Well, of course you have to get somebody to replace him. He can't play. Right now you're playing with a man short. So you got to go out and get what? Another running back.
So
that's what they'll do. They'll either trade for one, or if they, from what I gather, they don't have anybody on their squad that's going to step in and play to that caliber.
Yeah. Well.
So they're going to probably make a trade.
All right. Cindy is saying hi from Melbourne, Australia. She says she can watch today. She can watch live to the show because they're in another lockdown in Australia. You know, we hear stuff in our state. They must be going nuts over there. Is Dr. Fauci in charge over there in Australia?
He's in
as well as here
of everything.
Is he Dr. Fauci?
Yes, he is.
Has he got his little mitts over there on Australia and put a lockdown in? That's
There's
bad
many
news.
People, I'm sure, it's a growing sentiment around the world and certainly now in Australia that they would like to get their hands on his neck.
Nikki is saying hello to us, to Tom Brady. She liked his jokes. Paul, a neighbor Paul, who used to be on our show here for many times, says, how many times have you watched the Tyson Fury fight?
What?
Paul wants to know, how many times have you watched the Tyson Fury fight?
Is this neighbor Paul?
That's neighbor Paul.
What are you talking about?
Neighbor Paul's in Palm Springs. There's a lot of heat, a lot of sun out there.
Put a hat on and go inside. Jesus.
Let's calm down a little bit, right?
Yeah, God.
He's big on the fight game, from what I understand.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Kathy says good afternoon, and she's tuned in there. If you have some chats for us, get on to Facebook Live, give us some chats, or email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Now, there's a lot of things going on. The Dodgers, the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers, have had their share of things. Mookie Betts has been out. You know, they're resting him. They got a knee with JT Justin Turner. They got a somebody who's our old pitcher there that hit him in the back there, hit the Justin with a knee in the knee from the Giants, and then went ahead and clobbered Max Muncy in the back.
Oh, yeah, ex-Dodger.
Yeah. And why can't I think of his name? It was a good pitcher, but he's wild. He always hit people all the time.
Yeah.
And he was pitching last night. And
that's,
then
that's not why he's not here.
They brought in that reliever. What a great game, I'm telling you, this last week, watching the Dodgers come from behind and beat those San Francisco Giants in Game 2 of the series. It was great. But anyway, so they've got some problems. So the Dodgers now... they made a trade. I don't know if you heard about this. This is the Mets traded outfielder Billy McKinney to the Dodgers for a minor leaguer and some cash. Now, Billy McKinney goes to the Los Angeles Dodgers for the for a minor league outfielder, Carlos Rincon, and some cash. The Mets are leading in the East. Usually they don't trade away things when you're leading, but they claimed a right-hander, Raul Ramirez, off waivers from the Cardinals. And the Mets had acquired McKinney from Milwaukee May 25th, and in 39 games with New York. The guy's 26 years old, McKinney. He batted .220. Had six doubles, a triple, five home runs, 14 RBIs, and then he was designated for assignment on July 16th. The Dodgers pick him up. They need some help. They got a lot of injuries on the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's right. And then they'll keep him for the next week to 10 days, maybe, and then they'll release him.
You think so, really?
Well, look.
They just need help when they need help, right?
Yeah. I mean, you got to go out and get it when you need it. They need it right now.
Dodgers have had some problems in their bullpen, and they have injuries going in and out. So Scott Alexander spent 2 months on the injured list with inflammation in his pitching shoulder. He returns. He makes five appearances already in July, and he went back on the injured list again on Tuesday with inflammation in his pitching shoulder. Not good for Scott Alexander. That makes room for Josiah Gray, who's the kid, their top prospect in the Dodgers. He pitched pretty well, except for giving up, what, three home runs?
Yeah.
Otherwise, he struck out six, so it's a kind of, you know, it was feast
or
famine thing.
They'll pull him out. They'll use him in spot relief.
So that'll be good. And then you remember they had Steven Sosa Jr., and they were talking about this guy had a bad accident and was injured, and he came back and rehab, came back to the Dodgers, and the Dodgers put him on waivers. Well, no one grabbed him, so the Dodgers brought him back, and he's re-signed as a minor leaguer now with AAA Oklahoma City, ready to come up.
Oh,
if they
good.
Need him.
I liked him.
I liked him, too.
I liked his, I liked his spirit and his battle. He had that weird. Did you see the photographs or the picture or the replay of how he hurt his knee in Arizona?
Oh, something. He was
a weird.
Stepped weird on home plate or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. His weight came down and bang. That was it.
So our thoughts and prayers. Glad that he's back. Now in Oakland, the Oakland A's are going after negotiations as to where they're going to play baseball. Whether they're going to stay in town in Oakland or maybe do as the Raiders did and go to Las Vegas. The president of the Oakland A's, David Cavall, went to Las Vegas, stood on the south side of the Las Vegas Strip this last week, where the Cosmopolitan and Planet Hollywood are within eyesight. And he was there with his architect over the next few days looking at meetings and places.
And this is who now? The owner
of the Oakland Athletics, the Oakland A's.
Yeah, they can't stand Oakland. Nobody can.
Well, meanwhile, negotiations with the city of Oakland continue. Maybe a 35,000-seat waterfront ballpark at the Howard Turnimel site are what the president of the A's, Cavall, described as the bottom of the ninth inning. The Oakland City Council officials have to vote. Are they going to keep them there? Are they going to make an offer? Are they going to cough up $12 billion to make this new stadium? We'll see what happens, because the city voted in favor of a team sheet that may be deferred from the ones the A's had proposed 3 months earlier. So it's up in the arms here as to whether Oakland, who's big in Northern California, there's a lot of A's fans in Northern California.
Well, look, we always want them to stay in Oakland.
Yeah.
I wanted the Raiders to stay there, because that's the lineage and the culture of the leagues, respective leagues. But you're going to have to build a dome baseball stadium.
And in Las Vegas,
and
right?
That's going to be a big deal.
Going to be hot. But here's the thing. Oakland's loss for the Raiders, Las Vegas' gain, maybe the same with baseball. We'll have to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned you pulled your calf, and I thought I would bring this up because Mike Trout, one of the great players of baseball, has been away from the Angels for a while. I don't know if any of you have noticed that. And he suffered a strained calf 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And they're saying once he can make it around the bases and he's got some intensity, they're going to put him back in the lineup. But he's still rehabbing. He's out of the lineup. They got Shohei Ohtani. He's pretty good smacking those home runs. But imagine with a 1-2 punch with Mike Trout back in there. That would make that team really quick.
Well, I will say this, is that, you know, my injury happened in November, I think it was, of 80. And I went down like I was shot out of a, like someone shot me.
Really? It just grabbed you and you're done,
I
right?
went down and I thought my Achilles had gone. And then it didn't. And then they tried to get me back. I wish I'd had Shep's. Dr. Michael
Our friend
Sheps,
Michael Sheps.
I wish I had his laser, but they didn't have it then. But I treated it and stayed off of it. And then when you think you're okay, then you start to do stand in one spot and then do toe raises 5-6 times.
Is that what you do? You stand and just do it? Right?
Well, I couldn't do those.
Yeah.
So it's tough. You know, if you're not cautious enough, that can be a precursor to other problems.
I'm glad you're back in shape. Do you still feel it every once in a while when you're kind of
not
sensitive
now.
To it?
Not now.
Not now. Stay in good shape.
Yeah, sure.
It's good. All right, so that's it's pretty interesting there. So Mike Trout there, the Dodgers with their injuries. Everybody's got injuries now.
I've never seen anything like this
before.
It's
crazy, isn't
Every
it?
Game, two guys go down.
Yeah, no whether, matter where you're playing.
Whether you get hit like Turner does. And I don't know what that's about, but he leads the league and he leads the history of the Dodgers. No Dodger since 1890 when the Dodgers were started. Nobody has been hit that much.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets cloudy. He kind of crowds the plate a little bit, but it's a tough thing there, I'll tell you.
Well, I got to tell you, you got to have a lot of patience, because I don't think I'd like that.
No. If you got hit, would you kind of take off towards the mound?
Well, I mean, it all depends on the circumstances. Clearly, there's a lot of guys that the ball slips out, the ball comes out. You know, they try to throw a curveball where they have to break it off, and it doesn't break. It kind of floats out. But, you know, you can tell if you're aimed at or not.
Straight ahead, we'll be back in the sports lounge.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Staples Connect has everything for back to school at amazing prices. Right now, Crayola 12-count colored pencils and 10+2 Crayola marker bonus packs and Bic round stick ballpoint pen 10 packs are just 97 cents each. So you won't just be ready for school. You'll be prepared parent of the year ready.
I just want to thank my family and Staples for making this possible.
Visit your local Staples store or staples.com/back to school today and get more than ready for school. Ends 9/18, limit 30 on Crayola. Bic pens in store only.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Ready for your next road trip? Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts to get everything you need to stay safe while traveling. Visibility on the road is so important and so easy to achieve. Get your windshield streak-free and crystal clear with Blue Magic Glass Cleaner. On sale now, 2 for $5. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor. I've been watching those Hunters. I just discovered them on Peacock, so I'm going through them.
Yeah, we were over at your place the other day, and you had it on, and you really shouldn't spend a lot of time watching the first year of that show.
I still love them, man. They're still good.
Well, that's fine, but don't... But There's 160 shows, so watch the later ones.
Later ones, okay.
They're completely different.
Okay.
These are ones you're watching now. It's just terrible. It is.
All right, okay. All right. Everybody seems to like them, but you are the man. You did them. So let me ask you a question, Fred Dreyer, and our audience out there. We got the Olympics charging up here for the next few weeks. And so they did a survey of this in USA Today about how we as Americans feel about the Olympic Games that were postponed from 2020 and are now going to take place this year. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, not at all interested, or not very interested at all? What is
about
the Olympic Games, the U.S. Whether people are very interested, somewhat interested, not at all interested, or not very interested?
Am I interested
or not? The Olympic Games, are you going to tune in?
I'll watch the track and field probably.
Okay, so you're
interested. I'll duck in and duck out.
You're somewhat interested, right?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, so overwhelmingly, the survey, the big number, was those that are not at all interested. Get ready with repeats. Get ready to watch the Hunter. 33% of Americans said they are not at all interested in the Olympics.
Wouldn't you like to know what the demographic breakdown of that 33% is?
I would like to know.
Non-Americans.
Well, this is Americans. They did. They said they feel about
the game. They say they're Americans.
19% said they're not very interested. 32% in your group, very close to 33%. So 33% said not at all interested. 32% said somewhat interested. And 16% said very interested.
Yeah, 16% is not enough to keep that thing alive ratings-wise.
Yeah. So the Tokyo Olympics, listen to this, they have banned social media teams from posting photos of athletes that are kneeling. I like this rule. I'm glad it's in Japan and they clamped down.
This is the venue. You do not want to be an ass and start promoting your personal politics.
Exactly. The Olympics have just started. The officials appear to be embroiled in controversy. I don't care. The game's opening soccer matches started, and there were some kneeling protests during the Britain and Chile and the U.S.-Sweden games. And so none of those photos of the players appeared protesting on social media. Good on them. Just blow those people off. This is not the place for your crappy political feelings. You're a member of the Olympic team, represents your country.
Stop politicizing it.
It's terrible. It's sports, for God's sakes. I'm sick to death of this crap, if I can so call it. So it's not going to be. I'm very interested in the Olympics now because of this. No photos of protest appeared on any social media pages. An insider talked to the Guardian newspaper, said the message came from high-ranking officials with a specific reference to the Britain-Chile match. And Britain soccer players vowed to kneel in protest of racism, inequality, discrimination. Stick it up your you-know-what and just play the game.
Well, go to page 10 and read that one.
Yeah, get your own page and make your comments there.
Read that one. Read page 10.
Yeah, that's what was my next story.
Okay.
Athletes at the Tokyo Games have been given condoms.
Yes.
This is another story from the Olympics.
Yes.
However, it's a lot of the athletes mix maybe naturally, maybe they get close, maybe they don't. They've been doing this, they say, since the 1980s. So organizers...
They've been doing it since 10,000 years ago.
Yeah, the organizers ordered thousands of condoms so that athletes can safely hook up.
That's novel.
Now, to be specific, the Japanese organizers ordered 160,000 condoms to be handed out to athletes in the Olympic Village. But because of COVID-19 pandemics, restrictions and that, the Tokyo organizers also want the participants to refrain from any kind of intimate physical activity outside of the sports. That means these condoms are for you. Don't use them. That's what the word is out.
You know, this is just... I'm not going to touch this because it makes me angry.
It's good. Let's get to the fan mail.
Nikki is saying,
hi, Fred Dreyer. Hope you had a wonderful birthday and hope you are doing well. I enjoy watching your weekly sports show with Mike and you, and I'm happy to hear you're adding more days to the show. I watch Hunter episodes a couple of times a week. It's such a great show. I look forward to watching other shows and movies you starred in. You're a great actor. My sports question for you, who do you think will win the game? It's going to be played on August 12th, the Field of Dreams game between the White Sox and the Yankees.
Who's going to win?
Yeah, that's going to play a Field of Dreams, you know, in the Field of Dreams there in Iowa. They're going to play the Field of Dreams game, and it's going to be the White Sox and the Yankees. Who do you think will win that game?
Probably the White Sox.
Right, I'm going to tend to agree with you, even though there's a lot of Yankee fans out there. That's Nikki from Lincoln, Nebraska. Now, Bruce is saying, hello, Fred Dreyer. I grew up watching Hunter in the 80s, one of my favorite shows, Death Before Dishonor. We hear this all the time. Death Before Dishonor is a favorite, too. The show with Jeffrey Lewis was great. It was an amazing actor in all those Clint Eastwood movies. Love Sporty James and Hunter. You two always crack me up. Thank you very much. Take care.
That's a good lineup of people that you just named. And those people, when we hired them, we thought very highly of them, and we thought that they would handle the show beautifully, and they did. And it's great to see the show live the way it lives through its cast members as the years and decades go on.
Well, I would tend to agree with you. I think that's a great show, and that's why I'm watching it again too. Now we have Pam sent in to you, Fred, a great story and photos when you first signed to play for the Rams, and she would love to hear your comments. It's a newspaper story here, and it said, the Rams hire a hippie. And then it says a picture of you, and you got a little longer hair there, and you're kind of giving that big laugh. And it says, Fred Dreyer is an easy rider in a VW bus and a fearsome fourth. So this is when the Rams hired you. This big article, was this what, in the Times? I don't know where this was.
It was Bob Oates.
Bob Oates, okay.
He was the NFL reporter. He covered the NFL for the LA Times. Bob was a good guy. But this was just publicity stuff.
It's good stuff.
Says
in the balance of the country today, Southern California may have a swinging image, but it's actually a pretty staid place. Not until this year, for instance, did its favorite football team, the Los Angeles Rams, hire a hippie. He is Fred Dreyer, who, though his hair is long and gold, is probably the only bare-faced hippie alive in this resolutely Hearsham era. So what? Let me ask you.
I don't know what he's going for.
I don't know what he's going, but
this is 1972.
Let me ask you a question, because players today have some of the worst scraggly beards I have ever seen in my life. I would just like to go out there and shear the hair off their face. You, in this picture here, this is a pretty darn good shot. You've got long hair, but your face is clean shaven. You look like a lot of fun here in this shot.
I'd hang
out with you as a buddy.
Oh, thanks. I mean,
for those of you that can't see our video feed, we're going to post this at our website, the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. We'll put it up there. By the way, I just got to mention to everybody, and this is really important. You can now listen to our show by going to your Amazon Echo or your Google Home.
Yes.
And just say, play the podcast, The Sports Lounge, and we come right up and they can listen to each week's show.
How about that? So that's another platform we're on.
You got it, Fred.
See?
So I'm saying you look like a fun guy to hang out with here. This is a picture of Fred Lee. You're carrying some kind of a bag. Was that some kind of...
There's dynamite in there.
So that's... You had dynamite in that bag?
Yeah, when the photo shoot gets to drag on, I just pull out a stick.
Yeah. and toss it out.
And so just let it off, let people know it's time to go to lunch or go home.
That's pretty good. So anyway, this is the Ramsar Hippie. I think we have a second photo here, if I can put it up there for you. Here it is. Oh, now here's a good shot. We're going to describe this for you radio listeners out there. First, it's Fred again with that sack of dynamite. This time you're leaning on it. And then there's you. It looks like you're, what are you, just holding on to a clothesline or something like that?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm holding on to a clothesline.
You're making it look like you're really lifting up some weights, but I don't see any real weights on that.
It's a universal machine, dear.
Oh, is that what that is?
Have you worked out before?
It's a universal machine? What, yeah. What universe?
That's a curling machine.
That's the curl. Yeah. You're doing curls there? Is that what that
That's what they call that.
Is that is? It's some curls that you're doing and looking pretty darn good when you do it over there. It looks like you're really straining on that. Like, you look pretty good. You're in good shape now, but you were in a little better shape there. You still got that tattoo on the shoulder?
No, I took it off.
You did? Did you really? What? Give me a break. That's a lot of changes went from you being a hippie to all that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm a hippie.
Thank you, Pam. Pam finds interesting stuff for us to take a look at. And that, by the way, that's, I think, really good over there. There's Fred Dreyer pumping the old iron a little bit and at the same time using the curl machine.
Yay.
That's good. Yeah. All right, let's get back to some more emails here for you. Ron is saying, are we ever going to see the Missing Hunter episodes? I've heard that a few episodes in the reboot were never aired. Is that true?
No, that's not true. Everything that was made was aired.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so then we got Paul who says, hi,
Fred. Is this neighbor Paul again?
No, this is Paul Charles Sutherland. Donald and Kiefer's brother. Donald's son and Kiefer's brother, I believe.
Yeah.
Hi, Fred. What a great career you've had in both football and acting. I never watched Hunter when it was on in the 80s, but I have watched them all with the invention of YouTube. The show was fantastic. You were TV's Dirty Harry. I've watched all 7 seasons. They were all great. I'm a 49ers fan. Oh, but tremendous respect for that Rams defense.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we had loads of laughs. And we have decades of 49er fans that are always out there. And the great thing that when the Rams left for St. Louis years ago,
right,
it just destroyed
the rivalry.
The Ram 49er rivalry. And
I started liking the
49ers. So glad they came back.
Me too. I started liking the 49ers. I liked Joe Montana those years.
Yeah, I liked all those guys.
I liked those guys. They were a great team. And I liked the colors and I could wear it. And now I go see my friends up in wine country up in Northern California. And now I have to speak out against the 49ers and the Giants.
When I would go, I was a kid in high school and in junior college.
Yes.
We went to Ram 49er games.
Right.
They were always sold out, no matter how good or bad the teams were. But it was always 80, 90,000 people there. And
big deal. It was big.
And I watched Matt Hazeltine, the outside linebacker, play for the 49ers. And oddly enough, when I got to the Giants in 69, but in 1970, he was my roommate with the Giants.
Really?
Yeah. And so I used to tell him. We used to walk around Central Park. I used to tell him all about all the great plays he made.
See, you played for the Giants. I was a Giants fan. I liked them for a while in New York. I liked the 49ers. I always loved the Rams. But then when they went to St. Louis, not so much. So I could root for anybody. And I liked the Patriots. You know, there's a Green Bay.
Yeah, they were good.
There's some teams that I really do enjoy. By the way, they offered a contract to Green Bay, the quarterback, and he's... Still, Aaron Rodgers is still not accepting it.
Yeah, how about that? What do you think is going to go on?
I don't know. Still got, 3 years left on his contract, on his original contract?
Yeah, they offered him a contract to extend it to 5.
Yeah.
And he said no. And so I think that he's going to come back. He'll be forced to play a year, and then maybe in the middle of the year they'll trade him.
I think it's the girlfriend I've told you before.
That
we'll
be
back in the sports lounge.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred has some thank yous to read. We've got some Diane says hi. Sean is tuned in to listening to the show. We've also got Diane says she loves the Olympics. And Jen is saying hi from Buffalo. Fred, if you're going to do a road trip, what's your favorite music you like to go to?
What's that?
What music do you like when you drive on a road trip?
Road music.
Okay, Teresa says hello, and you've got some letters up there. What you got?
Yes, I want to thank the people who have sent birthday cards to me. Heather Davis, Regina Grundy, James Munn, Debbie Jones, Wanda Reynolds, Kathy Kerwig, Pamela Mix Johnson, and last but not least, Nikki Blitzky. All have gone out of their way to send me very nice birthday wishes, and I thank you very much.
Happy birthday to Fred. This is his birthday month.
Yeah.
Now, I mentioned a pool tip for you, and here's an idea I got for us, Fred. We're going to be rich with this one, buddy.
Good.
Like the old Honeymooner show. They're saying that people that have swimming pools can rent them out. They started an app called Swimmy in 2017, started in Europe, expanded to the United States. They've got 130,000 users, and you apply to use someone's swimming pool, and you rent it out to them. Now, what if we do that, but have you as the lifeguard? What do you think about that, pal, huh? Make a few bucks?
Can I wear zinc oxide?
You wear whatever you want.
Can I?
Just be up. We'll get a lifeguard thing over there, and we'll say, now our guest lifeguard, Fred Dreyer.
Okay, we'll shake the dice to see who fakes drowning first.
Yes, because you know that's going to happen.
That's right.
I'll be the first one, although I won't be a fake in my
case. Here's another birthday card I forgot. Catherine Steinbrunner Maschler, M-A-S-C-H-L-E-R. Thank you so much, Catherine.
And thank you all for listening. And we want to remind you, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email Fred. We read all the emails each and every week with the fan mail. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at CRN, like the Communication or Competition Radio Network, CRN Talk, TALK.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Again, it's great to be back here live in studio with you, Mike.
Yeah, good to be with you also live in studio. We'll be back again next week.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to all of our Sports Byline, SiriusXM, and CRN Digital Talk. See you next week.